The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has released a new report on the state of world fisheries and aquaculture. FAO says that global fisheries and aquaculture production totaled 158 million tons in 2012. According to this latest report, more people than ever before rely on fisheries and aquaculture for food and as a source of income. Wastage, harmful practices, and poor management, however, threaten the sector's sustainability. Lassen Ababush is the director of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Policy and Economics Division at FAO. Mr. Ababush, based on FAO's latest report, the aquaculture sector is rapidly expanding. What are we looking at in terms of production numbers?
In total, we are looking at an increase of 10 million from 2010, bringing the production to 158 million tons, of which 90 million tons are from aquaculture. But this 90 million includes 24 million of aquatic plants, and the rest is really fish and seafood.
And how many people depend on these sectors for their livelihoods?
The latest again statistics of 2012 for fisheries and aquaculture, direct employment opportunities are 58 million tons, of which 18 million tons are from aquaculture. But if you look at the value chain from the net to the plate or from the farm to the plate, the total is about 200 million tons for both sectors. And we would estimate that in addition to 18 million tons at the primary production, something like 74 million people benefit from working in various sectors of fisheries and aquaculture. Having said that, usually the people who work support families, and we estimate about 12% of the global population, their livelihoods is supported by fisheries and aquaculture.
Would you say this expansion is positive or negative in terms of production levels and fish stocks?
The expansion has obviously its positive aspects because it's answering and meeting a demand that's growing. And people now can access to a variety of almost 1,200 various species, of which more than 400 are cultivated. So in terms of supply and offer and variety, it has a great advantage. But unfortunately, in several cases, the increase in production has been done at the expense of stocks and at the expense of the environment from the aquaculture point of view. From the point of view of capture fisheries, the increase in production has been very little, mostly from inland fisheries, which produces around 10 to 12 million tons out of the 90 million tons that come from capture fisheries. But unfortunately, almost 30% of the fish stocks are overfished. And these stocks need to be restored to get to their full capacity for support maximum sustainable yield. And this is costing the fisheries sector around 50 billion a year that we are losing in terms of productivity because of too many boats chasing too few fish.
Is this expansion either positive or negative when considering overall global food security?
When you talk specifically about aquaculture, over 85% of it happens in Asia. And there we really need to make sure that intensification of aquaculture, especially to answer and to meet the international market, is better regulated, good practices are introduced, and impact on environment is minimized. If you take Africa, it produces less than 2% of the aquaculture in the world. More than half of it is in the Nile Delta. For global food security, it is very positive. An increase in production in Asia will feed population in Africa.
And what are the key issues emerging from this development?
I think key emerging issues from capture fisheries is really the overfishing and the overcapacity of the fishing fleet. So we need to address these issues. In addition, there is more and more what we call IUU fishing, which is illegal, unregulated and unreported fish. And it's about 15 million tons a year, which is around $20 to $25 billion, that is illegally fished and enters different markets in different ways. For aquaculture, the potential is great. And in 2030, it is expected that aquaculture will provide 60% of the fish for human consumption against 49% now and only 7% in the 70s. And this growth and expansion in aquaculture has to be done by following good practices and international instruments deriving from the Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries and Aquaculture.
What is FAO doing to support the fisheries and aquaculture sectors?
FAO obviously has been a leading technical agency of the United Nations in the areas of fisheries and aquaculture. And this is important because almost 90% of the aquaculture happens in developing countries in Asia, mainly. And developing countries have always needed support from FAO in this area. At the same time, capture fisheries, over 60%, is in developing countries. When you look quickly at a map, you can see how important developing countries, and especially the SIDS, the small island developing states, who like to call themselves the large marine economies, not the small island states. And in these countries, FAO is embarking on this Blue Growth Initiative to help implement international instruments. We have declared this decade the decade of implementation, and to combat illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing, and to support developing countries perform science and evidence-based fisheries management. But I think the innovation in the Blue Growth Initiative is really addressing the issue of the value of the natural capital. The ecosystems, aquatic ecosystems, play a major role in protecting against natural disasters like tsunamis and other typhoons, plays an important role in carbon sequestration. So I think with the Blue Growth, we are going into a holistic approach to integrate the work on international instruments, good practices, science-based and ecosystem services in an integrated approach.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.